So a quick review of the internet posts, even if you were to Google it, on interviewing candidates and predicting future performance, you're going to get all kinds of information. The same list pretty much everywhere about current competencies, around the tasks that they'll be doing, history of performance, ethical behavior, emotional intelligence. And these are not bad things. In fact, you do want to assess for these. But there's one trait that by far is the best predictor of performance. In fact, it's a trait that's very difficult to get at. But this trait is caring more than others do, caring more than the average person. Some people just care more. They care more about going the extra mile, caring more about the quality of their work, the quality of their conversations, the quality of making sure that the customer feels cared for. And it's my belief is caring more really separates the highest performers from the average performers. And you can't have a company full of the highest, but you're trying to increase your odds of having that. So how do you detect that in interviews and interactions with candidates? Well, you have to get to their stories, their personal work stories about what they've accomplished and how they did it. Now, typically, their cursory story won't get at it the first time. You have to keep asking questions. And these stories will either be rich with how they cared more than the average person, or they won't. And how do you get to their stories? Well, first of all, you have to be quiet. I know I repeat this in so many podcasts. By quiet, I mean you don't talk about yourself. What on earth are you doing talking about yourself during an interview? It's the wrong time. There will be a time and a place, but you need to redirect it back to them. You need to tell them this is the way of assessing whether or not they're the right fit and whether they'll flourish in your organization. So instead, you have to focus on asking a similar list of questions to every candidate and just tell them that this is how you assess people. You tell them, you ask the same questions again and again and again, and those questions are followed up by questions. And in the stories that will be elicited by this list of questions, you will either hear them caring more or you won't. It's hard to fake. Now, if I get enough feedback from today's subject by way of email responses, I will then supply my personal favorite list of questions to ask in an interview. So don't wait for others to do it. I'll see how many people care about this subject, and then I'll write the questions if it's in demand. Until next week, bonsoir.